Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Play clock down at 5. Beck. Flushed. The takeoff. Carson Beck with a flag out. Scores. Standing up.
Welcome back to the Morning Shift. Triple in for Tiffany. Sports Radio 929 The Game. More on the Falcons. Top of the hour. David Archer caught up with Kirk Cousins. We'll do that mandatory segment. Top of the hour. And we're going to take your calls, too. At 404-726-0929. We're going to gauge the temperature of the fan base, although we're going to take your temperature. It's not going to be oral, unfortunately. We're going to have to do it the other way, but we're doctors. We know best. So there you have it.
I did say to Weston over the weekend, so that automatically makes me a better person, right?
I don't even know what to say to y'all.
How about can we talk about something that, Rob, I know you weren't here, but I know you were listening because you'd never miss a single second of the Morning Shift.
Never, ever. No.
But we were talking about Georgia last week, and I remember I brought up to Rusty, is like, and we can blame Carson Beck all we want. They're not good offensively up front. They're not good at the running back position.
They're not mauling people on the O-line like they used to.
No. And I said, and where were these – 5-star tight ends that Oscar Depp and Lawson Lucky that were just supposed to take over for Brock Bowers. And how about Oscar Depp? Boy, what a game for him.
Two touchdown catches, yep, for Bradley Dupp. I always call him Bradley Dupp. That's the lead singer of Boston that killed himself.
That's well, not good. Thanks for bringing, you know, thanks for bringing that in.
Putting it in context.
I did love that. That first Boston album is one of the best albums of all time. Yep. Phenomenal.
Let's keep the main thing.
But the tight ends got involved, and Oscar Depp had a couple of big plays. 4 catches, 50-something yards, and a couple of touchdowns. So
it's such a weird game to try to dissect. And let me stop by saying the Georgia offensive line wholly rise up to the occasion. Goodness. Shuffling around, different faces, different places. You're going against a Tennessee defense that had not given up more than 19 points all season. And you also didn't have an efficient run game. And yet you were able to pass pro a group that can absolutely get after the passer with the best defensive lines in the country. And you played lockdown up front for this offensive line. So it was a beautiful thing to be able to watch that group go to work. And Carson Beck avoids the turnovers. And poof, there you have it. Magic happens on the field.
It's Georgia's. I thought the game against Ole Miss was a clunker for Georgia. If you're ever going to see one from Georgia, right? Now give Ole Miss credit because they're getting paid to play as well. In today's college football game, it's weird to say that, but you teased it, and I want you to get to your tease. But does college football have a problem with the super conference era and the scheduling?
Oh, I think so. What incentive is there to play a tough schedule? Look at this. As far as strength of schedules go, Penn State 33, Indiana 76, Oregon 46, Ohio State 58, Texas 47, Notre Dame 66. And what, Texas finally had a road game where they had to go to Arkansas, right?
Well,
I mean, that's what it feels like.
Don't count out Vandy. They struggled at Vandy earlier in the year. Yeah.
So UGA has already played 5 opponents that were ranked in the top 25.
Well, they have the toughest strength of schedule in the top 25.
Yeah, but they've already played 5 at time of playing them.
3 of those on the road.
Yeah.
I believe.
Florida has already played 5, and they'll play a 6th this weekend of when they're ranked now. That's not even counting the fact that Texas A&M was unranked when they played them, and they've since been in the top 10 for half the year, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to count, you want to count them, that would be six about to play seven. You've got two teams right there, Florida and Georgia, who have played head and shoulders the toughest not only schedules in the SEC, but in college football history.
Yeah. Penn State's played one good team and lost.
Yeah, and they're going to make the college football playoff. And you've got BYU, who's beaten some decent teams out there in the Big 12 who just lost, and they could be in jeopardy of it, even if they win the conference.
The interesting part of what you're saying is, and let me dissect this real quick, there is a lot of Alabama fans, obviously Bama rolls against Mercer over the weekend, a lot of Alabama fans that are coming to the realization that they might backdoor the SEC title game because of their strength of schedule in the conference. And that is going to make that a possible make or break game to get into the college football playoff. Meanwhile, Georgia, and kudos to them, they could be in a point where they're hosting a playoff game. And I think that is awesome. I think that is awesome. You could possibly be a Bama team because of the schedule you've played, which really hinges on the success of Missouri in the last couple of weeks, shockingly. That you know could be in a situation where they have to go win the SEC title game or suffer a third loss and be out altogether.
Okay, well, let me the great fly in the ointment. Does Notre Dame deserve to be anywhere in the playoff because they beat their golden goose is Texas A&M as far as wins,
and that was on the road too.
But that was on the road. It was the first week of the season. But then they have the worst loss of any team in the college football playoff, which is Northern Illinois. And other than that, their best win would be who? Louisville?
Well, it's going to have to be this weekend.
Georgia Tech?
It's going to have to be this weekend.
Well, it's going to be this weekend. But see, here's the problem for me. They beat an Army team who I think on paper they should beat 10 out of 10 times. And some think they might lose. It is Notre Dame. But then they finish with a USC team who's benched their starting quarterback from the beginning of the year, and they're going to sit at home and not have to worry about a damn thing playing one of the what's their schedule rank?
Yeah, it
can't be high.
Can we talk real quick before we go to break about the AP poll yesterday? The AP poll comes out. You got Oregon who barely escaped with a win against Wisconsin, Ohio State, Texas, Penn State, Indiana, Notre Dame at six. But then it gets and we knew this was coming. The SEC chaos. You got seven Alabama, eight Georgia, nine Ole Miss, 10 Tennessee. And we knew that somebody was going to be mad. I didn't expect Ole Miss to be right behind Georgia two weeks removed from that game.
Yeah, I don't like
Tennessee
that.
Tennessee being four places behind Alabama after beating them earlier in the season is got to be tough to swallow as well.
Some
recency bias there for sure.
See, that one to me is kind of a product of it. I don't see how any way, shape, or form you can have Georgia ahead of Ole Miss.
You could make everybody happy, but that's the big head scratcher for sure.
Well, you got to incentivize tougher schedules and maybe do away with conference championship games. That's actually kind of a punishment, man.
That's never happening.
No, like I said,
of course not. No, it's a cash cow.
The good news for those teams, Georgia, Ole Miss, and Tennessee, whatever it may be, is that they right now won't have to play an SEC title game.
I'm a firm believer, and if you make your title game and you're in the top 12 of the playoff,
you're in
going
win or
in,
lose.
You should be in win or lose. I don't care if you're playing on the road the next weekend, but you should be in.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.